Dave and Rich had their bed in the living room. Mom would have to tie their feet to the bed when they were sleeping so they didn't get up and wander. I remember the night David died, we were shipped off to Aunt Betty's house. And I remember in the middle of the night, the phone ringing, and Aunt Betty was telling Mom on the phone. I didn't hear what Mom was saying, but she said, "Well, Dee, you know it's for the best." And I knew David had died.
And how, do you know how old he was?
I think he was 11 or 12.
Okay.
But Richie, or Clancy, lasted till he was 15 years old.
Yep.
He was dying, and you and I were there.
Yep.
And for the first time, and Dad finally made it home, and when he was holding Clancy in his arms and Clancy passed away, all of a sudden, the death wasn't so scary for me anymore. It was like, you know, he died in Dad's arms, and it was a beautiful thing. And maybe it was because I was older. I was 20.
Yeah.
But it just took away all the scary death stuff that I'd always felt. I never worried about if I was going to be a carrier for hunters.
No?
I think you didn't know that?
Well, we've had that conversation before. I mean, because you don't think even if you had one, that would have been a problem for you.
No, because I remember when I met Jay, who is now my ex-husband, we had been dating for a few months, and I said, Aunt Possible, I could have a baby like this because my mom had three, my grandmother had three, and her mother had three. And he said to me, "That doesn't bother me. I'll take whatever God gives us." And I think that's when I thought, oh, this is a guy for me.
You have to also look at it from Molly's perspective. My daughter, Molly, she feels, why would you, if you knew that that child was going to come into the world and just suffer, 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 and die, why?
Because she didn't live with three brothers who,
I know,
you gave us more than, I had a woman say to me too, what possible good could come out of mentally retarded children? And I'm like, you don't know
the half of it,
you
lady.
Don't know the half of the joy and the love. And I am the way I am today because of my three brothers. I truly believe, and I've said that, I feel compassion. I feel love. I feel empathy.
That's why I work in a special ed classroom now. I mean, I learned so much from my brothers, and my classroom has both special ed and regular, I don't know what, they're not identified with any kind of an issue. And those kids learn so much from those special ed kids. And if that's not a valuable lesson, I don't know what is.